Hi everyone, it's 10:05 a.m. It is Friday, August 19th, so I've been up for a while. I finished reading one of my books. I had my breakfast. I had a smoothie. I made a lot. It made a lot, so I just I put some in a mason jar so that my mom could have some or I could have some later or something. But I think I'm going to start doing that just because it's quicker and easier. Do it the night before, clean everything up, and then in the morning, I just have to basically drink it. So I think I might start doing that. But I just said I was working. When we're working from home, I have to send my boss an email, let her know. So I let her know I'm working. She's on vacation, but she'll still see it next week. And other than that, I also just have to finalize my packing. I have to decide what I'm going to do with my stuff, my important cards, my ID, my credit card, because I'm going to need that, my room key. I got this new purse on Amazon. I'll show it to you guys some other time. But I don't think I'm going to take that because we're going to be at the beach and stuff, but I have an idea what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, but I'm going to basically get in the shower. I do have a client at 12, so I mean, I have plenty of time. I'm not worried about that, but I'm going to get in the shower, and my friend actually put my name on the reservation as well, so if I do get there first, I don't think I will because he's going to be headed here in a few hours, but if for some reason I do, I can check in. I don't have to wait for him. So, and he checked with the front desk agents, and he asked if we could be near each other, if our rooms could be near each other, and they said they would try to put us near each other, but there's no promises because they said it's really packed. So I don't really care. I mean, if we we'll just be in there to go to sleep. I mean, I really don't care if where they put us. It would be nice, yes, but if they don't put us near each other, it's not going to be the worst thing in the world. So yeah, but I'm going to get the shower and stuff and get ready for the day, and I'll talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 10:50, so I have my bag here. I'm just finishing up doing some last minute packing, so I decided what I'm going to do as far as other things that I'll need to have with me. I have a wristlet, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take that with me, and it does have spots for your credit cards and stuff. And I'm also going to put my phone in there, when we go out to dinner and stuff, tonight, tomorrow night, when we're not in the room, I'm gonna put my phone in there. And that way when we're at the beach, I'll have that with me, and then I'll have that put in the car, I put it in my bag, I could just have a little wristlet with me. So I guess I'll show you guys what I'm packing. So I have my USB-C charger here, so I'm gonna put that in here. And then I'm also going to pack some AirPods, just because you just never know. I might want them in the room or something. My keys are going to go in the wristlet, so I'm going to bring my keys, my phone, and then I'm going to bring my credit card. I'm going to bring my ID, my credit card, and then the room key will also go in the wristlet, because it does have a slot. Like I said, it has a spot for cards, so I'm going to put the AirPods on top, so that way if I want to listen to music or read a book in the room or something, I have AirPods. So I'm going to bring the Pros with me.
So I'm going to bring those. That's one of the nice things about having three pairs of AirPods is you can pick which ones you want to bring. So I'm going to put that on top. Like I said, I'm not bringing my whole wallet, just my ID, my credit card, and that's about it. So, yeah, let's close this. And then I'm going to show you guys what I'm putting in the, what I have packed so far, like, for clothes and stuff. So we'll start with the mesh compartment on top. It's supposed to be for shoes, but I'm going to be wearing the shoes I'm taking. So basically, it's in here. I have undergarments, underwear, socks. I have a trash can liner for my wet bathing suit, because I don't want that with my other dirty clothes or, like, getting other stuff in my bag wet. Then I also, in here, I have a laundry bag. I use this, I take this with me all the time when I travel. It, like, folds, it, like, zippers. It's kind of like those things you can get, like, a bag within a bag, but, like, zippers, and but it's accepted vent for laundry. I have a Ziploc bag with 5-hour energies in here. I have 4 of them. I don't think I'm going to use all them. A hairbrush, a spare cane, and then a toiletry bag. Basically, just in here, I just have, I'm not going to open it, but I just have toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, that's it. Probably not even going to be in the room much. And then I have, like, socks, things like that, where the undergarments go. I have a spare cane. As for the 5-hour energies, I do have 4 of them, but I'm probably not going to go through every single one. But just in case, because I can have, like, 2 a day, so, yeah, I might need that, I might need them, we'll see, but if not, then, well, then I have, take it home, whatever I don't use, I'll take home with me, so, yeah, and then the wristlet is gonna stay, like, with me, so I'm not gonna, like, show it on here, like, when I pack all the stuff up in it, just because I don't want this to be extremely long. But I do have to get this stuff packed up. So, yeah, I'm just going to take a, yes, I wasn't really sure what to do. If I should take, I want to take a whole purse because we're going to be at the beach. So I have everything I need. I have my phone charger, AirPods, and then everything else. So, like, tomorrow we're going to be at the beach all day. And, I also, let's see, I still have to work. I have 2 appointments and, yeah. So I have, like I said, I'm probably not going to use all this. And we're also going to get, like, some snacks and drinks for the room. We already got snacks. We're going to get some stuff to drink just because, it's going to be really hard. Like, at this place, this hotel, we kind of looked at the amenities and stuff. They don't really have, like, some hotels have, like, restaurants in them and, little, like, gift shop, and they might even have, like, a coffee shop, stuff like that. This place doesn't really have that. Like, yes, they have vending machines. I only have $2 on me, so that might be okay for, like, one drink, but other than that, like, I would not... Because, yes, you can put your credit card in it, but that's very visual. So we're going to just get some drinks just because it's going to be a little hard for us to get something because it's not like we could just go leave the hotel, go to the grocery store, pick something up, and then come back. So, yeah, I think we're just going to do that. But I'm going to finish packing this stuff up, and then I will talk to everybody later. So... Hi everyone, it's 10:31 p.m. It is much later. I'm in the room. We had a long night and I basically was, we got there. He had to take a final, his last final for his class, my friend. I don't want to say too much, but he's on the autism spectrum. So he is, he's a lot to deal with. He can be a bit of a challenge to deal with, and given that this is the internet, I just want to leave it at that, but he is a lot. We'll just say that. So,
he had to take this final, and he started at about 3:15, and I was under the impression that he was going to be done with like an hour and a half, 2 hours, but it took him like a really long time to take the test, and we were actually, my mom and I were actually helping him, and because I knew a lot of the answers, because what he's going to school for is something, it's a topic that I know a lot about, so me and my mom were helping him. There were a couple things we had to Google, but that's like the one nice thing about an online test is that you can do that. I know a lot of schools are strict about that, where like they set up cameras and stuff. You have to have like a camera behind you, you have to have a camera in front of you. It's a lot. But yeah, so I'm actually going to go downstairs. I'm going to get a snack and something to drink. I didn't want to bring too much stuff. We were going to stop somewhere and get some drinks and stuff since I have a fridge. Want to take advantage of that, but I think I'm going to go downstairs and get something. They have a little like market area, so they have like a refrigerator, they have like shelves where you can get stuff. So I might have them just put it on my bill. And the lady at the front desk, I really hope that she is working like tomorrow and the next day. Like, she's really nice. Like, she helped us. My mom just dropped us off because she had to get back home. That was another thing too. We went to Fridays. The service was terrible. We were there for like 2 hours. It was terrible. And, my mom just dropped us off because she had to get home. There was really no need for her to come in. And the lady had come out. She was really nice and she was helping us, and she went upstairs with us. I think she had to go up anyway to our floor, and she was asking what we were doing. We told her we were going surfing, we were going to the beach. So my mom actually said that when she dropped us off, she saw her come out from where she was, and my mom was like, I'm gonna write a letter to Marriott about her, because that was really nice. Like, it's just that, like I said, he's a lot, and I don't really want to go too much into it just because it's the internet. And there was something that he had showed me. He showed me something on his phone. Like I said, I don't really want to go too much into it, but it really showed me how he really can be. So you just sometimes need a break. So yeah, I'm going to go downstairs and get something. And I'll record, I'll let you guys know when I'm in my room for the night. So hi everyone, it's 11 o'clock, so I'm back in my room for the night. I got a snack. I got a Snickers ice cream bar. I got a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, and I got a bottle of cherry Pepsi. Actually, I got two bottles of cherry Pepsi. I got a Snickers ice cream bar. I put that in the fridge right away. I didn't want that getting like soup. So I'm going to shower, wind down my night, and then have my snack, and I think I'm going to read a book a little bit while I'm doing that. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. There's a little clock radio here on the desk, and it has a cord sticking out of it so you could plug your phone into it. But of course, it's meant for like the older phones. And I wish I had the adapter, the, 3.5 millimeter to lightning adapter. That would have been perfect. But I really can't use this. And I found out too, they have tea in the room. So I think in the morning I'll be making tea. So yeah, I'm going to wind down my night here, and I will talk to everyone tomorrow. Hi everyone. It's 5:47 a.m. It is the next day. So I'm going to make a cup of tea. They have the tea, the coffee maker here. So I'm going to do that while I kind of like talk to you guys. But like I said last night, my friend is very, he's very, I guess he's a bit of a challenge to deal with. And he's very, inappropriate. He does things that are very inappropriate. Like, I don't really want to get too much into it because, like I said, this is the internet and stuff. So yeah, but the thing that I like about this room is it has a
a sitting area, and it has two TVs. So it has a TV in the sitting area, and then it's another TV in the bedroom area. So I'm in the bathroom right now just because, so I can fill this up. There we go. So I'm going to put it in the, there's a trash can in the bathroom as well. I really like this place. It's just that. Now tonight, my mom might stay here with me. I don't know because of the dogs. I'm going to fill up this cup. I don't want to get water everywhere. So I filled this cup. So this hotel, they have tea. The one that my dad stays at is like a dump. So they don't really have much. They don't have tea or anything. They don't really have much stuff. So, yeah. But I'm back out into the main room. So I went downstairs yesterday to grab a snack and something to drink. And like I said, the lady at the desk was very helpful. And that was nice that she actually, that she helped me with, you know, she helped us. When my mom dropped us off yesterday, she saw the lady come out. So they have the free breakfast that you get, like the complimentary breakfast. So we're gonna see if somebody at the desk can help us with that. Hopefully that lady is still there, but like I said, I don't know if she'll be there the whole time because they work in shifts, so I don't really know. So I'm just putting the sugar in the cup here and put the cup underneath this. Gonna put the cup underneath. Then I'm gonna start it. Oh, there we go. Okay, so I'm just gonna throw these things away, but yeah, so I can't really sleep and I'm like, going back to bed because we have to be up. We're leaving around 9 to go to the beach, so there's really no point in trying to go back to bed and just like. To charge my AirPods because I didn't realize they were really low, so I was like, I charged my AirPods as well, so yeah. But I'm just going to just relax a little bit, so yeah. But I'm gonna have this tea, I'm gonna sit and read my book until my friend is ready. I'm gonna be getting into my bathing suit and stuff. And then later when I come back, I might go back to the little store and get some more stuff. Some more snacks and stuff, so yeah. But we'll see, because I'm just like, so. And I'm so happy that I brought 5-Hour Energies with me because they are much needed. So I brought 4 of them. I mean, whichever ones, any ones that I don't have, I'll just take home. But yeah, but I'm just like, it's like
I'm actually just waiting for this tea to finish. They say, like, not to use the coffee maker from the hotel, but, like, everyone does. Because you don't really know how clean they are and stuff, so they say not to, but, like I said, everybody does. And we're going to have a nice breakfast. And it's a breakfast. It's not like a continental breakfast. Because a continental breakfast is just like small things like fresh fruit, muffins, danishes, coffee, things like that. But I think this is like a full-on breakfast. Like eggs and like your typical breakfast food. So, yeah. A fridge and a microwave in here, so that's pretty cool. So this is finishing up. And then I'm just going to just finish it up. It's finally finishing up. So I'm going to grab the stir to kind of stir the sweetener around. And then, all right, so let's take this out of here. Up here, it's kind of hot, so I'm just gonna like kind of mix this around because just kind of mix around like the sugar and stuff. So, all right, so now I'm going to put the tea bag in here. Got a little wet, but yeah. All right, so that's that. I'm gonna stop talking right now because I know this segment has been super long. So I'm going to have this and I think I might get myself ready so that way when it's time to go, I'll be ready. So I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 8 o'clock, so we're going to breakfast here in a couple minutes. I'm going to go to my friend's room just in a couple minutes. I just want to give him some time to finish getting ready. He said about 5 minutes, so yeah, maybe I'll get more snacks tonight. When I got the snacks yesterday, I actually just paid up front, like just paid right away instead of having them put it on the bill to my room. Because like, I mean, I know my friend wouldn't see it. I mean, even if he did, I wouldn't care, but, obviously it's not affecting him because it's like, because I'm paying for my room and he's paying for his. It's just that the reservation was under his name. So yeah, so we're going to go to breakfast and then after that, we're gonna go to the beach for this for the NFB surfing event. So yeah, I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 8:40. I'm just sitting in the lobby. We had breakfast. We both had bagel with cream cheese and orange juice. And we both had cereal. Okay. He went back to the room. Okay. He just went.
Now?
Yeah. I told him to go like when we got off the phone, but he was still eating.
Okay, let me go upstairs and go get him. So we
find him. Yeah, he just went up. So he's just getting some stuff. Okay, yes. Yeah, he's in 622.
Mm-hmm.
So we had breakfast. We had bagels with cream cheese and cereal. We both had the same thing. Honey Nut Cheerios. We both had orange juice. Like I said, he had his cereal with milk. I had it without. So as you guys heard, my friend is, he had to go back up to the room to get the rest of his stuff. I didn't have to go back. So I'm here in the lobby. So my mom's gonna go up and get him, just to make sure he doesn't take too long, because like I said, I wanted him to go up after we got off the phone, but after I got off the phone with her, but he was still eating. So yeah, so we're gonna leave as soon as he gets back down here, and I will talk to everybody later. Hi guys, it's 3:47 and it's much later. It's 3:47 p.m. So we had a good time at the beach. We were only there for 3 hours, which I had enough because I'm not really a beach person. My friend, I don't even know if I'm going to call him that. I'll kind of get into that in a minute. But he wanted to go swimming. He wanted to go surfing again, but he couldn't because like the event was pretty much over. People were kind of just hanging out on the beach. I did the surfing. I tried it. I was really scared. My brother went surfing last year and he almost died. Obviously he didn't, but he literally thought he was gonna die, like because a wave actually like went and took him in. But I was kind of scared like when getting on and off. But once I got on the board, I enjoyed it. But he went, but then he wanted to go swimming, like, again, and if, say, something happened to him or his mom, or so, like, you know, he went too far. My mom is not a good swimmer. She's not a lifeguard. Like, she can't really help him. She wouldn't really be able to go out there and get him. So it's just too much, like, for her to, you know, to do that, to keep an eye on him. And he was like, so, like I said yesterday, he's kind of, like, cognitively, like, he's not there. He's got a lot of cognitive issues going on, which makes it very difficult to deal with him. But he said, well, I want to go swimming. Like, I want to go in the ocean. I'm not here very often. And he's like, oh, maybe, is there anybody else who could go out there with me? And my mom's like, well, you can't just ask strangers. Like, that's not their responsibility. And to make a long story short, so this guy, I'm just gonna say this guy because like after tomorrow he's getting blocked and you'll understand why in a minute, but he's like not there cognitively. And I get that, you know, when people have a disability and they do things and say things that are inappropriate, you kind of have to have compassion. But it gets to the point as to, like, where, like, you got to draw the line somewhere, and to the point where the person is hard to deal with. So let's say, so he will, like, you know, reserve a hotel. He'll stay at a hotel, but he's really not independent. Like, he'll get himself to a hotel. But then, you know, whoever he's visiting, it's like they have to, like, drive him around. It's like a burden on them. You know, we had to go, like, his hotel is in a city that's, like, not even near the beach. It's, like, really far. So, like, it's been a lot of driving for, like, my mom. It's just been crazy. And this, he's also very pushy. So, like, today, for example, he said, if you want, like, we could take an Uber. We can go to the train station. We could go somewhere. And I kept saying, like, no, I'm not going. It's not safe. And, like, he was like, oh, well, we could even just take an Uber and go somewhere. And, like, and I kept saying, like, no, I'm not doing, it's not safe. But he just wasn't, like, getting it. He wasn't grasping it. And it's, like, where are his parents? Like, yes, he's got all these cognitive issues going on, but it's, like, where, like, his parents are not, like, what, like, where are they? Why are they just letting him just, like, they just don't really care. Like, he's going all over the place. and it's like he's somebody else's problem. He was, like I said yesterday, he had to take a test. He had to take a final, and I was under the impression that he was only going to be working on this final for like 2 hours, but we were basically sitting there helping him until like 7:30 at night. He couldn't even answer the questions. He's going to school. It's like, how's he going to teach all this if he can't even answer the questions? Like, you take a test, it's stuff you should be learning in school. And he's also, like, he's rude, demanding. He will say stuff like, he'll imitate, like, the way people talk, like, people's accents, which is, like, extremely inappropriate. He refers to blind people as, like, blind people. Like, he'll say, like, even today he said to my mom, he said, oh, are there any blind people, like, what is in the water? Like, out loud where other people could hear. And my mom said, like, that, you know, that's not appropriate. You know, you don't say that. That's not appropriate. You know, people can hear you. And he just, like, laughed it off. He just laughed. Like, he didn't grasp it. Like, when I told you guys about that text, and I said yesterday how there was this text that he had received, and it was, like, he showed it to me. And when I said to him, because basically this person was saying how they weren't inviting him to, like, this thing, this NFB stuff, because of, like, how he's does certain things when asked to stop. Like, how he would, like, hug people when they don't want him to. He would, like, pat people on the back. He's very, like, he'll get to a hotel, but instead of, you know, meeting the person, like, wherever they want, like, he'll expect said person to meet him at, like, whatever hotel he's staying at. And it's just, and this person, like, didn't invite him back because of all this stuff. Was that's basically what the text was about, how, like, things he were doing. And I said, you know, like, you made this person uncomfortable. And he just couldn't really grasp that. Like, he wasn't getting it. And, like, it's very similar, even, like, with the other, like, I told you guys last year, the guy that I used to be friends with who I had blocked, it was the same thing. Like, one night he was just being very super, super duper clingy to the point where I just couldn't deal with it anymore. And, like, this guy could not, like, grasp it cognitively. So, like, if you told him, like, hey, we're not friends anymore, you're very inappropriate, like, he wouldn't be able to grasp that. So I just blocked him, like, with no notice, no warning. I know I probably shouldn't have done that, but it's like, well, there's really nothing else I can do. And then same with this guy, like, he's not able to understand, like, he doesn't get it. Like, you just can't, like, if I didn't, like, separate, if I didn't go off to my room or whatever, I would never get rid of him. Because my mom just kind of, like, last year when I went to see him, it was only for, like, 24 hours, and I went home for the night to go to sleep. But this time, it's like, I'm dealing with him the whole weekend. I'm the one dealing with him. My mom's just, like, transporting us. So I said to, now, we were hanging out in his room last night. I got rid of him because I just kind of said I was going to bed. That's another thing. He was, like, he was on this group FaceTime call with a bunch of people, which is very rude, like, when you're, you know, when you're visiting someone from out of town, like, you should be, you know, focusing, spending all your time with them. Especially if you only see them once a year. But I just kind of got up, went towards the door, because I was on the phone with my mom. Like, she wanted to make sure that, like, that I was okay. So I was in this new place. And you guys know how, if you have an iPhone, it will make a little, like, it'll make the three beeps when when the other person hangs up the call first. So my mom hung up first, and so he imitated the noise, and I'm like, all right, that's it. Like, I need to get out of here. So I went to my room, and like I said, I was going to bed, like, but it was true. But, like, I also wanted to get rid of him, and if he was more normal, I would have been, like, in there talking to him for, like, hours. But he's not. So, yeah. So I was very, like, I was like, okay, I'm not staying here, like, and the reason why I had him come to me, like, or I went to his room instead of, like, having him come to my room, is because I never would have got rid of him. So I couldn't just tell him to leave. That wouldn't be very nice. So I said to my mom, I said, okay, like, because she's really upset too. And she said, I said, okay, like, I'm thinking about checking out tonight, going home. I'll ask them if I'd get charged for that for the second night. She said, it's up to you. I'm like, you know what? I will stay here. I'll stay here, enjoy the room, enjoy this place. Like, how often do I get to get away? But as long as you guys help me get rid of them. She's like, I will. So, yeah, it's very, like I said, like, as you guys can tell, he's very difficult to deal with. Like, when you go visit people, it's typically, like, yeah, anybody could fly. Anybody could, like, get to a hotel, take a train or whatever. But then you have to actually, but then when you go to visit somebody, like, you have to get to places, too. It's not just about them. So, yeah. But I'm just going to... I'm just gonna hang out here. I don't really know what I'm gonna do. I might go downstairs and get a snack because I'm hungry, and my mom actually had a bunch of snacks that she had brought for the beach, and she was going to send them up with me. But she just wanted to get out of there. So, I don't blame her. So, yeah. I will talk to everybody later. Maybe, probably when we get back from dinner. So, because that's going to happen. So, what's going to happen is we're going to come back from dinner. And we're going to go to our rooms. And that's going to be it. So, yeah. I will talk to everybody later.
Hi everyone, it's 10:06, so it's much later now, and I'm just back in the room. I've been back in the room for a while. So I don't know if you, I don't remember if I mentioned this earlier, but the guy that, is visiting, he basically, this morning, we were in the elevator, and I already called our floor, and he pushed the alarm because it's like he wanted to hear it, like, and he thought it was funny. So I know he did it on purpose because, well, I had already called our floor, and he must have found the button and pressed it, and he thought it was funny. And I told him, I'm like, you really should not be pressing that unless you really need help, because now that, you know, you press that, somebody might come and help us thinking we're stuck. And, like, he just didn't grasp it at all. So I'm like, I know, I really do think I'm going to block him, because it's just, that's what I had to do with the other person I was friends with. That's what I did last year. And because if I explained it to him, like, he wouldn't have gotten it. He wouldn't have understood why people were, like, drawing, like, kind of, like, turning away from him. But it's, like, you kind of feel bad about it because, like, you don't really want to do that. But it's, like, well, there's really nothing you can do, because you could explain it to them, like, a million different ways, and they just don't get it. So it's, like, I'll know, like, it'll be a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. And it's really dangerous too, because he's like not, he has a lot of cognitive issues going on, and he's really not able to be doing things on his own. He could get hurt, like something could happen. He's just like going all over the place, and, he doesn't really know where he's going. He's not independent. Like I said, he gets to hotels and stuff, but then it's like people have to, like, drive him around and stuff. It's like when you go visit people, you have to, like I said before, you're supposed to, like, kind of make an effort and, you know, drive, you get your own transportation to different places. Like he said, that he was actually got off the train, used navigation on his phone, like use Siri and, like, put it in walking mode, and walked to this hotel. He walked to this place where we're staying, and there's, like, there aren't really any sidewalks. It's really dangerous. So he said a lady actually helped him get to this hotel, which means he must have been like unsafe, like he could get hurt. And he actually was going to cancel the reservation, like, right then and there, but I was just like, well, it wouldn't have been too late, because he would have, like, got it a different place. And I'm like, well, then he would have had to, like, because he didn't even check in yet. I think he was, like, standing at the desk. He was almost going to cancel it, but he didn't. But he was almost going to cancel it. Luckily, he didn't. We just kept it because I was just like, well, we're not going to be leaving the hotel unless my mom is with us. We're not going to be doing stuff by ourselves. So I really came close to checking out tonight. And if they did charge me for the second night, I wouldn't have cared. I'm just like mentally checked out at this point. Like I really came close to checking out, but I'm like, you know what? I'll just stick it out. I'll stay here. I'll enjoy it. How often do I stay at a hotel by myself? It's kind of like having my own place for a few days. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy it. And I'll check out tomorrow. We'll go to dinner and then go to our rooms. And like I said before, I didn't have him come to my room because I would not have gotten rid of him. And that's also why, like, he wanted us to do a suite with, like, two bedrooms. I never would have got rid of him. Like, he would have been, like, trying to talk to me. He would have been, like, even before, he was, like, knocking on my door. And I felt bad, like, not, you know, ignoring it and stuff. But it's, like, I told him that, like, oh, I was taking a nap. I think he knew that I, like, wasn't. Like, I was just, like, avoiding him. And I'll get into that in a minute. But we get back from dinner. My mom said, she's like, we will walk you guys to your rooms. Like, even, like, yes, we knew where we were going, but she said, we will walk with you guys to your rooms so that I'll help you get rid of them. We'll say goodnight and that's going to be it. So we get upstairs and I'm at my room and I'm kind of just like standing there with the key in my hand. And my mom was like, telling me, okay. There was one of those ones where you have like the little round piece. And you put the key up against it, and then it like unlocks and makes that little like clicking sound. So like I knew, like, you know, the rough side goes towards the round thing. So I was kind of like just standing there, and so was he. Like, he wasn't like making any motion. Like, he wasn't really going to his room. So my mom was just like, okay, like, I'm gonna walk you to your room. And she's like, oh, and he was just like, oh, we're done for the night. And I'm like, and my mom's like, oh, maybe Kristen will give you a call later or something. But like, she knew that I was like, wanted to like get away from him, basically, for lack of a better term. Like, because he was kind of like, because like, when I wasn't going into the room and he was just standing there, I think, like, she knew like why I was doing that, because I would have went in, he would have went into the room, and then forget it, I would not have got rid of him. So he was after, because they had walked with him to his room, and they walked him to his room, and they were like talking to him a little bit. I went into my room because like I didn't want him just going after me. Like I said, he made a comment to my brother, and he said, you know, it's like, you know, see, a lot of people, it seems like people are turning away from me. And he kind of said, like, oh, how, like, is how I wanted to go to my room early. And I don't really know what my brother had said, but it's sad that, like, you know, his parents aren't really, you know, like, helping him out or anything. It's really sad that like nobody's like trying to talk to him. And I get it, like, when someone like with his IQ, like, we don't really know what his IQ is, so like he might he might not get it, like, because the thing is, like, the reason why people are turning away from him, the common denominator is him, but he's not able to grasp that. He doesn't understand that. Like, he reaps what he sows. Like, his behavior is, like, pushing people away, but he doesn't get that. And it's sad, like, because people, like, nobody's, like, talking to him and saying, like, hey, like, if you continue this behavior, you're gonna be very lonely, because, like, that already is happening. Like, he's losing friends, and, like, it's just but it's like there's just no way around it. Like it's, he's very, very hard to be around. Like when we were out, and like even in general, like every conversation, like he just involves himself in every single conversation. Like, say like me and my mom, or me and my brother, or my mom and my brother. Like, we couldn't just have a conversation. Like, he had to like involve himself. It's just like, it's a lot. And even like last year, like I saw him last year, but last year it was a little different because like we went to the mall, we were at the mall from like 2 in the afternoon until like 10 o'clock at night. Well, we weren't at the mall. We were at his hotel for a little bit as well. And then we went home. We went home, stayed the night. The next day we went, had breakfast with him, went to the beach, and then went out to eat. And then we took him back to his hotel so he could catch the train. And that was like 5 hours, probably like maybe 6 hours. So we were together, like all together, like 16 hours. It was like, because we were like back and forth. But like this time, like I spent an entire weekend with him. So it was a lot. So yeah, I'm going to probably like tomorrow just get up, get my stuff together, go to, you know, get something for breakfast, and then go upstairs, grab my stuff, check out, and then just sit in the lobby and just wait for my mom to come. Because I can't, because I just, like, I'm just, we're just going to take him to the train station, and that's it. Like, it's a shame, but like I said before, he reaps what he sows. He goes to different places wreaking havoc on other people, and it's just, it's a lot. So, like, because even before, like, he was going to move to a different hotel that was closer to our house, but my mom was like, no, because then we have to help you move all your stuff, and it's just, like, we'll just stay where you are. So, like, that was what he did, but he was very, he just kept pushing it, but he just doesn't stop. So, yeah, I, this time tomorrow I'll be home, so I will talk to everyone tomorrow when I'm getting ready to check out. So I'll talk to you guys then. Hi everyone, it's 7 a.m., exactly 7 o'clock. It's the next day, it's Sunday, August 21st. So I do have to pack. It's really not much. I didn't have anything in the bathroom because they had like the stuff for the shower, like the body wash and shampoo and conditioner mounted to the wall. So I didn't really have anything in the bathroom. So I have here my dirty clothes, the laundry bag. So I'm gonna put that in my backpack here. So I'm gonna kind of figure out what's going where. So I have a toiletry bag. I have a bag with a 5-hour energy drink in it. I'm probably just gonna like leave the bag and then just take the drink. They're tiny. So put the laundry bag in here. So there's really no rush today, so I'm not gonna go to breakfast until like 9 o'clock. If he comes knocking on my door, I'm just gonna act like I didn't hear him. So yeah, I'm just gonna act like I didn't hear him if he comes knocking on the door. So yeah, I got a notification. It's still recording. Okay. So I have to also grab, I actually brought a trash can liner for my wet bathing suit because I didn't want that getting all over like my other stuff. So I just put that wet bathing suit cover up in a plastic trash can liner. They also have bags in the closet, but I figured I'd bring my own. I feel like that's more cool, like if you have clothes that you like iron or something, you want to put them in there. So I put those in here. Then the toiletries are going to go on top. Then I'm going to zip this up. And then I think that's everything for this. Since I'm checking out, I'm just going to put this stuff by the door. So I'm going to go to breakfast, eat. Then I'm going to come back up here.
grab my stuff, and then check out. So. Alright, here we go. And then I have a 5-hour interview. I did not forget about it. I just have to figure out what I want to do. So I think, so I don't have to carry this bag, I'm just going to put it in the bag in the backpack somewhere. I'm going to actually put it with my AirPods where they were, because I'm going to just carry the AirPods in my pocket. So I'm going to put this on top, the 5-hour energy. I don't want this right now. I'm going to probably have it later when I get home, but I'm going to put this on top. Then I'm going to kind of just walk around the room, just feel around like the surfaces, the resurface of the room, and just make sure everything is picked up, everything's put away, but I think it is. Oh, my phone charger. I almost forgot that. Because I never forget anything. I don't want to be ready to like inspect the room for you. So, got my phone charger. There are a couple of plastic bags in here from when I went to the little store downstairs. I might go there again because it's my last day. It's my last few hours in this place. I'm kind of like attached to this. I like this room. I like this place. Like, it was okay this trip, but if it wasn't for the person I was with being a pain in the butt, would be better, but it was okay. Definitely liked this place a lot. I just was like, this guy is hard to deal with. So yeah, I'm gonna figure out where I'm putting my phone charger. I didn't need any of the dual bricks, because I thought, like, I wanted two beds in case, like, my mom decided to stay or something, but she couldn't, but I just wanted the two beds in case. So got that put away. So AirPods are going to go. The AirPods are on the nightstand, so grab the AirPods. Alright, so AirPods are gonna go with me in my pocket. And then I'm gonna put everything that I'm gonna have with me is gonna be on this desk. So basically right now I'm just going to kind of walk around every surface of this room, make sure that everything's picked up. So the little thing from the luggage, some great luggage, obviously that's put away. There's a little divider that divides like the sitting area and the sleeping area, I guess you could say. So we're going to kind of check around here. I don't really have anything over here in the sitting area, but I'm going to check like the dressers and stuff, counters. So I have this counter over here, but the TV just has my plastic bag, and then I'm going to check the one by the bathroom that has the coffee maker area and stuff. So where's my wristlet? So I have to look for my wristlet. So I don't see anything over there. Oh yeah, it's over here by the ice maker. This is by the plastic bag and the envelope with my room keys. So I'm going to put my room keys are going to go in my wristlet because I don't want them coming in contact with my phone, because I heard they can like demagnetize and deactivate. So I'm going to put them in the wristlet like I was doing the whole trip. I just don't want to forget them, and then be like, oh yeah, and then I'll just, when it's time for me to check out, I'll just grab it. So I'm going to put this, actually, I'm going to actually take the 5-hour energy that, because I'm going to have my phone and AirPods in my pocket. So the 5-hour energy that I put up top here is going to go in this wristlet, because my phone and AirPods are going to be with me in my pocket. So this is going to go in here. Alright, so this is. Then I'm gonna basically strap this bag in down and just get everything in here. So I know my keys are kind of in the way, but So, I don't know why I'm even taking this. But I am. I'm taking this. Alright, so I got my keys. I got my house keys and stuff in here. So, basically this little wristlet, I was using this all weekend. So, it just had, like, my keys, my credit card and ID, a couple singles, just in case I needed them. And then, that's about it. So, like, that's basically, like, all. Because I knew we were going to the beach, so I didn't want to have, like, a big purse. I didn't want to, like, leave that in the car. I also didn't want to leave that in the room because the maids, I've heard stories about like maids taking stuff, so I didn't want to like just leave that in the room. I'm just kind of strapping this stuff down, and then that's it. Like I picked up everything. I'm gonna check the desk here in a second, but the desk basically is gonna have like everything that is coming with me, so I think I got everything here so far. Alright, so backpack. It's gonna stay on the bed for right now because I need to finish packing. Wristlet is on top of the backpack. Okay. Then I'm just gonna check the desk just to make sure everything is picked up. I pretty think it is. So everything's picked up here. This is just a piece of paper. I don't need that. Alright, so looks like I have everything. Everything that I'm taking with me is going to be on the bed. I'll put it by the door so that way when I go to check out, I can just grab that. My phone and AirPods are with me in my pocket, so I'm just going to kind of like sit here and just enjoy the room a little bit because I'm not going down at the butt crack of dawn today, so I'm going to go to the sitting area and just kind of sit down, bring my bag over, and I will talk to everyone either in the lobby or when I get home. I will try to talk to everyone later when I'm in the lobby. So I will talk to you then. Hi guys, it's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock. So it's 8 o'clock a.m. obviously. I'm going down to breakfast now. So I'm kind of bored. Nothing better to do. My mom said she'd call me around 10. I figure we could eat, hang out in the lobby a little bit. And so I'm gonna eat, come back up here, just grab my bag and check out. So before I go, just want to make sure I have it in here. Just want to make sure I have my key. Yes, I do. Otherwise I'd be in trouble. But I got everything. So that I'm taking. So I'm gonna go down. No, I'm just going to move this bar. I'm just going to move that bar. And then I'm going to go out. So. Okay, so. I don't want to talk too loud because I'm in the hallway. But I'm going to the elevator. I already hear it. Gonna call it so it knows to come to my floor. Hey, there we go. So I'm just waiting for the elevator, and then I know the elevator is really slow, but like I said, I don't want to talk too loud because I'm in the hallway, and I'm sure there's still people sleeping, so I have to be mindful of that. I'm just waiting. This is a slow elevator unless they're dropping, unless they're going to other floors, so. Yep, there we go. Breakfast. I'm going to the lower level.
So it's always important to check the braille signs to see what floor you're on. Because the other day, I went to make sure, and I was on two. So I guess other people were getting on, and I just wanted to check that. So, yeah, I'm feeling the alarm right now. I'm not going to press it. I wouldn't do that. But, yeah, they have on the floor. So let's see. Just gotta see where I'm on. I'm gonna have somebody at the desk help me get breakfast. Okay, let's see. This is it. All right, I'm on the right floor. Good morning. You want to do like the breakfast, and I'm wondering if you could have somebody help me get some food.
I can do that. Let me come right with you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, so right over here, okay, we have omelets. Okay.
We have chicken sausage, it's a patty.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, so I'll have, so you also have some chicken sausage.
Okay. Now the omelets are just cheese, and it's kind of folded over.
Okay.
It has like, we have them with cheese and like little peppers. And
yeah, I'm not going to get the omelet. I'm just going to have some of the sausage.
Okay.
Yes.
Give you a few of those.
Yes.
Now, do you have coffee?
No, I'll have juice.
Okay. We also have little pastries.
Oh, okay.
Try one of those. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, I'll have one of those.
Okay. I'm going to come this way. Maybe hold on to me.
Yes.
You want a banana?
No.
Okay. How about a piece of multigrain bread? Maybe you'll put your chicken sausage on that?
No, I'll have a bagel cream cheese though, like a plain bagel.
Okay. And you want it toasted?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna step away and get a knife so we can put the cream cheese on. Right there.
Okay.
How did you enjoy your stay? You like it here?
Yes, I do. I like it here a lot.
Now Now, are you with the wedding group or did you come in from Canada?
Oh, no, I'm actually here. I had a friend visit me from town, so he stayed here and I stayed here with them. So I'm not with any groups.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not with a group.
That's good. Then you get to come and go as you please. You know?
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Okay, now juice. We have, let's see, it is orange or cranberry juice cocktail.
Now the cocktail, is that alcohol?
No, it's just cranberry juice.
Oh, okay, because I thought it was a cocktail, I think like alcohol in it. I'll have cranberry juice then. But I will have a bowl of cold cereal, not with milk, I'll just have it dry.
So there's Frosted Flakes or Cheerios?
I'll have Cheerios.
Okay. Now I'm going to sit your stuff down at the table. You stay right here.
Okay. She's just getting my stuff. It's really crowded here, so. Okay, sounds good.
All right. Okay, so we have your chair off to your left.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That's okay. I've got that. That's your cereal.
The cereal fell. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So now you have your cereal bowl to your right.
Okay.
Okay. Up a little higher to the right. The juice is directly in front of you all the way up.
Okay.
Got that?
Yep. Yep.
Right in front of you below the juice, you have your dish.
Okay.
Your napkins are to the right. Your left, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Your fork and spoon is to your right. And on the plastic packaging.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, enjoy.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I got some. It's 8:40, and I just had breakfast. I had seconds. The lady at the front desk, she came by to check on me. They're really good here. They're literally like, the staff are really good at this place. Even yesterday, like I went downstairs to get more snacks and the lady at the desk was like, oh, you know, you need anything? I'll be here until 11. She was asking where my friend was. Obviously she doesn't know the situation. So I told her he was upstairs, which was true, but that's all I said. So I'm actually just kind of hang out here right now. I don't know what time he's getting down here. I don't really care. But I'm just going to kind of hang out here. And I'm going to check out in a little bit. So I will talk to you guys after I check out. It's 9:18 and I'm back in the room. I thought I was going to be checking out, but my mom said that they weren't going to be here until noon. And I texted her. I'm like, I'm in the lobby with him. I ate breakfast. He's still eating. What should I do? And she told me to come up here. She said, go to your room. So that's what I'm going to do. As I was going up, as I was walking away, he told me to wait for him, but I'm like, I just kept walking away. So I'm just going to stay here until they get here. So
we'll see how long it takes, but I'm done with him. It's going to be really hard because I know in a few minutes he's going to come knocking on the door and I'm just going to ignore him. So the only reason why I'm not blocking him is because I may have to like text him, let him know like to come down to the lobby or something. So yeah, but I'll talk to everybody later. Hi guys, it's 10:52, so I was just relaxing a little bit. I told my mom I was going to stay up here until they got there, because my brother's coming too. They're on their way, so I'm going to go downstairs now to check out, so that way I'm ready when they get here, as it may take a few minutes. So I'm going to do that now, and I'm going to just sit in the lobby. I was going to record after I was checked out, but if he's down there, I was going to go downstairs to get like something to drink, but I never knew when he was going to come out of his room and start knocking on the door. Because obviously I can't use the taking a nap excuse if I'm in the hallway and then I just go right back into the room. So I can't do that. So I blocked his number already because he was knocking the door. Calling me and I'm just like, I can't anymore. At least I can text him. He just can't reply. So he's going to probably wonder about that. But like I said, he reaps what he sows, and people are walking away from him. And it's a shame that he doesn't understand why. It really is. Because it's not just me. It's other people too. Like I told you guys about that text that he showed me. So it's not just me. And he even admitted that too. Like people are drifting away from him. Like when I was going to my room early, I think it was like a pattern of like different things. Like like yesterday when I said I didn't want to go swimming. And then when he came looking for me and I said I was taking a nap. And then we got back from dinner and I went into the room early, and this morning when I kind of just like left him. So it's like a whole pattern of things. So I think he kind of like is able to figure that out. I mean, if he could figure that out, I'd be really surprised. But yeah, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to check out, and I will talk to you guys when I get home.
Hi everyone, it's 11:10, so I'm all checked out. I'm sitting in the lobby. There was a big crowd a few minutes ago because checkout here is 11, but we got the extended checkout for 2:00, so he's still up there, but the lady did ask if he was checking out too, and I said yes, and she said she'd check him out too once he got down here, but there was a wedding going on, and then there was another group here, so everybody was all checking out at the same time. So, yeah, I'm all checked out, and my mom is on her way here now, so I will talk to everybody when I get home. Hi everyone, it's 1:00 p.m. so I'm now home. I got home at around 12:30, so I'm just going to publish this and relax. I'm going to start a new one tomorrow just because it'll just be easier that way, and I think I'm going to do a weekend post. So yeah, I will have a lot going on next weekend, but I'll get into that. So I'm warming blueberry cheesecake right now in the wax warmer, and I'm just going to relax. And yeah, I really liked staying at the hotel because it was kind of like a taste of what it's going to be like when I eventually have my own place. Because like obviously it was a hotel, so I did not have to like take care of it, like clean the room or anything like that, as you had like maids who did all that. But like I was like in the room, I had like a little, and the room was like a little apartment. Basically, you had like a microwave, a fridge, you had you know, the bathroom, the bedroom area, the sitting area. So it was basically like a small apartment. All you need was like to be like a stove and an oven. But yeah, it was really nice. It was a nice place, and I even told them when I was checking out, like, I'll definitely be back here. So yeah, I will talk to everyone tomorrow.